Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
I am so thankful that there is a place where no matter what there is in my past, I can bring it to the cross. And I can be as free from guilt and shame as if it had never happened in the first place. What a miracle of the gospel. But coming to that is a challenge. We just are so proud. It's pride, really. I shouldn't have done that. Well, no, you shouldn't. Do you know there are so many things that God needs to do in our lives that we don't get there unless we experience what's wrong with us. And sometimes, many times, all too many times, the only way we find out is when God says, all right, I'll show you. You think you got this? And he lets us fall in the mud real good. And then, what do? You know, I thought about this. I just pray this fits in here because it's kind of an unusual connection. But one of the most rightly, in the right sense, celebrated characters of the Bible was David. And we talk about his Psalms, and we sang one this morning. The Psalms of praise, the sense of this is a man after God's own heart. But do you know there was a need in David's life that he didn't know about? And you all remember what happened. There came a time when God had blessed him in so many ways. He was becoming one of the most powerful kings on the planet. And everywhere he went, he won victories. But there came a time when instead of being on the field of battle where he was supposed to be, he said, I'm going to sit this one out. God help us to be so in tune with him where we're doing what we're supposed to be doing and not taking a vacation. God help us. But the Lord knew something about David that David didn't understand, and he had to learn something about the Lord's ways. Didn't he say, search me, teach me? All those kinds of expressions that came out of his heart. And those are the expressions of somebody who is after God's own heart. And so God said, all right, here's something you don't get. I'm going to have to teach you the hard way. And so the Lord allowed him to fall into that terrible, terrible sin of committing adultery with Bathsheba and then engineering the murder or the death of her husband and marrying her, and a child was on the way. And there he was. And the amazing thing about it was this man after God's own heart had no idea what he had done. I wonder, do we ever get to that place where we've gone along and we've gone along and gone along and all of a sudden the Lord shines a light and says, what about that? Anybody know what I'm talking about? And we discover something that we didn't even realize was the case. Does that mean God hates us? I'm so glad that he knows what he's doing and he knows how to shine the light. We have no idea what's wrong with us. And I'll tell you, that's one thing that came out of this experience with David. Because when the Lord sent the prophet who said, thou art the man, what was his response? Thank God it wasn't off with his head, how dare you talk to me like that. It was he went to the Lord in Psalm 51 with an utter honesty. You know, many times the thing that we need the most is for us to show us the absolute unvarnished truth about ourselves. And I don't think David was groveling and pretending when he said, I was born in sin. Lord, you're entirely right. I'm entirely wrong here. There's not one good thing in me. Oh God, be merciful. But he knew enough about the Lord to know that if he came with an honest heart, There was forgiveness. He knew it wasn't a matter of killing a bull or a lamb. He knew that the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. One that's ready to lay down every excuse. Oh, how good we are at making excuses when the Lord wants to shine a light on our need. Yeah, but we point everywhere in the world but us. I'll tell you, everybody around you may be wrong. But that's not what God's focused on. If God shines the light here, this is where I need to be looking. It's not somebody else's fault if I do wrong. I need the Lord. So when David was in this circumstance, what did it mean to press forward? What was it that was going to get him moving forward? Well, it was humbling himself. It was a genuine heart of repentance. It was honesty before the Lord. Do you think his human nature wanted any of that? So you see, he was having to make some choices there, wasn't he? And that's where God brings every one of us, because that's what it comes down to, is the choices that we make. But God, in spite of all the consequences of some of this, God didn't see him as a second-class citizen. God still honored him and was with him in so many ways. There was forgiveness. And not only that, he didn't say, I just want to be forgiven so I can feel better about myself. He says, I want to be able to teach others about you. I want to bring them to you through all of this, in spite of all the way that it's had to happen. Oh, God, be merciful to me. Cleanse me. Do whatever it takes, Lord. I just want to be right with you. You know, sometimes that's the thing that we need the most, is to fall flat in the mud and then experience coming to the Lord that way so that we can experience his love and his mercy. Does that not exalt who he is? That he could allow us to go through something like that and not throw us out or make us sit on the back bench, make us second class, say, I'll let you in, but he was still king, wasn't he? Now, he had to go through some things, but he was still the Lord's anointed. I'll tell you, God will take you and me through whatever it takes to bring us to a point where we understand what we were made of in Adam and how much we need him. And when somebody has that kind of a heart that Paul is describing, when he talks about knowing him and wanting what he wants, this is what, sometimes we have to go through this. And sometimes when you're talking about what's past, what we need to learn how to forget, God wants to bring such a resolution to these things that we are free to move forward. I'll guarantee for every single human being who's listening to my voice right now, there are things in your life that God wants you to be able to let go of. Let God heal. We've talked about these things many times, but this is so fundamental to what it means to be a human being. We just don't do that willingly. But God wants us to be able to let go. There's pride. There's 1,001 things that come. Where do they come from? Is that coming from God's nature? Is that coming from the new nature we were born with? The thing that holds us back in those kinds of feelings? That's part of human nature, folks, that God wants us to let go. Realize we don't have to serve that anymore. We have been born of a brand new life, the very life of God. The life that Jesus came out of that tomb with is ours, not because we deserve it or have earned it. He's given it to us, and now he wants us to learn to live that out. I don't know how much longer this is going to be, but the thought that drew me to this in the first place is how easily we complicate this business of pressing on. It's like this vague ideal. Yes, I'm pressing on. But what does that actually mean? So much, like I say, so much of the time we are so focused on the big picture, the future, or the things we're dragging in from the past. But what about when you get up in the morning and you encounter somebody and they have a really nasty attitude toward you? Why did that happen? You think that's just some random thing, some accident? Or do you think that the Lord allowed that person to do that because he wants you and me to make a choice? Now, he can take care of the situation, but the situation, as far as I'm concerned, is not what they did, but how do I react with that? Do I react according to human nature? Or do I react according to his nature? And of course, we get in situations, there are certain kinds of things that are what the scripture calls besetting sins. They're characteristics, they're things we tend to fall into, and they have a hold on us all the time. Anybody? Yeah. How do you get past that? Oh, you come down here and let somebody lay their hands on your head and it's gone. I'll tell you what God's plan for dealing with that is. He's going to make those situations happen. And we're going to feel that thing wanting to rise up in us that we are so used to reacting with. And God wants to bring to us a consciousness of what's happening. See, I'm not bogged down with the future. I'm not bogged down with the past. I'm able to focus on what's really going on. This is the only time I've got. We complicate things. God wants us to learn to live in the moment and understand what he's doing with us. He's going to present us all day, every day with choices. And they are choices that we can make because he's given us how much? How much has he given us? Everything. All that I need is there. But instead of reacting, he wants me to stop and say, wait a minute, this is the way I've always reacted, but this isn't what God wants. This isn't like his character. It's coming out of the old life, and I need to learn how to live the new life. How can I do that, oh God? There's a sense that he's got what I need, and there's a sense of expectation. Do you really think that we're going to be reaching up to God and desiring to please him and have the strength that we need to do that? And he's going to say, You're on your own here. That doesn't mean battles aren't going to be real. I'll tell you, if you and I have got in a place where we have learned how to act and react in a certain way over a lifetime, there's a body of experience behind it. There's no simple answer. The answer is we're going to have to run into these circumstances and learn how step by step by step to say, Lord, I need your help right now. Okay, Lord, I didn't handle that as well as I should. I'm sorry. Help me. I thank you for the blood that cleanses. Lord, I want to do better. Teach me.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685 Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.